What's up, everybody? It is another beautiful day. The sun is shining. The birds are always chirping, even when it's cloudy. Let's be real. Like, there's so many beautiful days, cloudy days at that, though, that the birds are still chirping. Today, I want to talk about just creativity and where do you get your creativity from. What motivate is not the right word. Just what do you look for ideas? How do you go about your process? What is it exactly? Do you have something specific that you go for every day? Or do you change it up? Or, you know, what exactly is your niche? Do you follow? Are you trying to be perfect at what it is that you do? That is a wide question. Is it best to be all over the place, or is it best to have just one thing that you're really good at, or a couple things that you're really good at, to be what they call, quote unquote, an expert in a specific area? You know, I think as a creator, I look to fellow creators. You know, there's a difference between, say, individuals. You know, we talk about this a lot just as YouTubers, but those that set the example and those that copy the examples, for lack of a better term. But you get a lot of people out there that are trying to copy others' work, and instead of focusing on themselves and their own talents and being creative in themselves, they're too busy trying to copy others out there. And I will tell you, they never last. That will not work, because there's a reason why people are watching the creators that are being copied, and that's because they're original. They are doing their own thing, and people love originality. It's the truth. Here's the thing is, copycats may get a little bit of a following, but the truth is, it never really lasts, because people always come back and just go, well, this is just what everyone else is doing. And you know the reason why people got the followers they did is because they were doing something different and it caught somebody's attention. They were like, whoa, wait, what's this? All right, hold on, let me check this out. And then you tell your buddy. You're like, hey, so I saw so-and-so, and you should check them out. It was pretty cool. They were doing this. Hey, they were funny, or whatever it is that caught your attention. And then they tell their friend. And then that's what takes off, you know? And that's cool. And I feel like more and more people should be original in that aspect. You will be much happier, first of all. Here's the thing is, like, it's like trying to fit in. If you're trying to fit in, then truth is you're not going to be comfortable with who you are and what you're doing, because you're not being you. When you are true to yourself and being you, that's when you're going to be most comfortable. And that's the truth. You know, unfortunately, we live in a society that has kind of trained us to worry about what other people think. And that's not the way to go about it, because anybody that you've ever seen that's been successful didn't care about what other people thought. They cared about what they cared about. Like, they pursued it. They said, oh, I ain't got time for that. That's cool. Great. Everyone's doing this and everyone's doing that, but I want to go do this. And they pursued it. They stepped out of the box and they pursued it. And it's evident when, you know, they do that and it pays off and people are happy. And then what's cool is they've set a new standard, a new example. They have helped inspire others to follow in their footsteps, not to copy them, but to say, you know what? Hey, they changed up. They took a chance. Like, look at them. That is awesome. And that's what it's all about, guys. But, you know, today, like I say, I always keep these down to just, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, I kind of just wanted to touch on that today. You know, think about your creative process and how you go about it. What is it you're trying to achieve? Who are you trying to talk to? And what is the point that you're trying to get across? What's the story you're trying to tell? All right. I hope everyone has a wonderful evening, and I will see you guys all tomorrow. Peace.